And amen, and good morning to everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank God, this is the day the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. You up this morning? If you are watching by way of live stream, YouTube, conference call, welcome to the Fifth Worship Services of the Fieldwater Church of Christ. Good. Get up now. Get up. You need to wake up. We're here to worship the Lord this morning. All right, everybody wake up. Go ahead and sit up in your beds. Come on, some of you just laying down. Sit on up. I know how tempting it is a late hour. Wake up, open your eyes, wash your face. You got your coffee next to you. Are the children up? Is it too early for children? It's not too early for children. You get up for that school, don't you? Okay, I tell you what, let's sing a children's song. Get the children up. And some of you will sing a song with us. He got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world. Get them up. In his, yes, he's got the whole wide world. In his, he's got the whole world. In his hand, he's got the whole world in his hand. Yes, he's got the little bitty babies in it. Oh, he's got the little bitty babies. Yes, in it. Yes, he's got the little bitty babies in it. He's got the whole world in his hand. Oh, he's got everybody here in. Yes, he's got everybody here in his. Oh, he's got everybody here in his. He's got the whole world in. One more time, everybody sing. Yes, he's got the whole wide world in it. Oh, he's got the whole. Oh, God is good in it. Yes, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. All right, you up yet? Come on now. Another song been on my heart all this week. I don't know if I can even sing it tonight. It goes, Jesus, he's been good to me. Oh, Jesus. Jesus been good to you? He's been good to me. Oh, Jesus. Yes, he has. He has been good to me. He's been good, ever so good. He has been good, so good to me. Sing it one more time with me. Help me sing. Oh, Jesus. Yes, he has. He's been good to me. Oh, Jesus. Yes, he's been good to me. Oh, Jesus, hey, he has been good to me. He's been good, ever so good. Jesus been good, so good to me. Amen. This is the next to the last Lord's Day of the year. Amen. Am I right? That's right. Next to the last Lord's Day of the year, December the 20th. And I know some of us, we just can't wait till 2020 is over. But boy, it's been a year, hasn't it? It's been a year. I want to, this morning, I've entitled my lesson this morning, Lessons Learned from 2020. Lessons Learned from 2020. We don't know if we're going to be here for the next Lord's Day. Many things have gone on, and this kind of is a deflection from what I intended on speaking on this morning, but these thoughts just kept running through my mind, and I know all the things that have happened this year that are happening, that are still happening. This is a year not to forget, a banner year for so many reasons. And is the Lord trying to tell us something? Should we learn something from what God has allowed or is allowing or is doing. And I just made a few points through the Word of God that I just want to share this morning, and I hope you can get your feel this morning. Some things that I've noted, They may not be gospel to you, but I think they have some scriptural backing. One of the things is this. I've discovered that we are stronger than we knew. We're stronger than we knew. We didn't know all this stuff was going to happen this year. And it kind of reminded me of one passage that God himself spoke to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, Joshua 1, 9. He said, Joshua, have I not commanded you? He said, be strong and courageous. He uses the term, do not be. Some translations say, do not tremble. The New American Standard translation say, do not be terrified or nor dismayed. Then he goes on to say, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And he was getting Joshua ready for a huge task. He was about to take the children of Israel into the promised land across the Jordan. And he told Joshua, the leader, he said, simply be. Now, you notice he hadn't gone through what he was going to go through. But he said, he put him in the mindset to be strong. It's the same thing that God really is telling us all the time. He said, as we live in this earth, God don't want the Christians to be faint hearted. And you got to get your mind ready for what's going to happen. And he says, he told Joshua, he said, be strong. And you don't know how strong you are. We don't know how strong we are until we go through something. Some of us thought we were strong. But I remember when I was playing ball in college and after the season, springtime was working time. I didn't like springtime very much because you didn't have really a game, but they take you through training. Before you start, they take you to go, you lift weights, and I wasn't lifting weights in high school very much. I was a little puny, a little skinny fella. And they take you, you go in there and they test you. You go in on a bench press and you write down what you've bench pressed. You do the squats and you write down beginning in the spring. Then you go through the spring training and lifting and running and all of this. And then you get to the end of the spring, they would have a test day. And it was to test to see where you were after you've gone through the training. And lo and behold, if you've been training, then you should be stronger than you were before you. But in a lot of times in life, we resist tests. You know, I didn't like tests in school. And surely after we get grown, we say, okay, bro, my testing days are over. Not so, my brother, not so, my sister. Not in life. Because in life, we have some tests, don't we? Have we had a test this year? Yeah, we've had a test. I don't know, those of you that's Fieldwater Church of Christ, we haven't met as a group since March, that's 8 months or so. We haven't met since March, and that already has messed up a whole lot of folks. I mean, you know, I hear people talking about it. I remember we see them say, oh, when are we going to get back together? You know, I wish we absolutely knew for sure. We still don't know for sure. And we've been gone away from each other. Lord, I'll be glad. Lord, I'll be so glad. Yeah, we've had to cancel plans. People have had to cancel plans. People have canceled vacations. Some people have canceled weddings. We've canceled, some of us, we've had to adjust our diets. We eating different. A lot of things have changed that would not have changed. We've had to endure more isolation probably than we've ever done before in our lives. Not being around people and being around the flock. And surely we wouldn't have wished all of this on ourselves. But guess what? If you're listening right now, if you're in this room right now, if you're watching right now, we are still here. We're still alive. We still have life in our bloods. We still have strength, don't we? Yeah, man, you know, hey, you know, now we wouldn't have wished this on ourselves, but we are strong. God knew, just listen what God says to Joshua. He said, Joshua, listen, be strong. He said, I'm commanding you to be strong. Yeah, he said, I'm commanding you, son. You're going to go through some stuff, but he says, I am with you wherever you go. Oh, Lord Jesus, if we could just believe that, that no matter what happens in our life, because see, this is not the last test we're going to go through. I mean, we wish we could say that, and even on our jobs, you know how periodic, you know what happens when we don't have tests? We get complacent. We think we done made it. We stop improving. We stop doing things. And tell you what, when we get back together, I think we're going to appreciate each other a little bit better. Amen. Yes, yes. And he said, be strong. But we're strong. We are stronger than we knew. We didn't know we were going to go through all of this. But thank the Lord, we are still here. Listen to what the Bible says. At Jesus himself, he's talking. And at the return of Christ, listen to Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Speaking of Christ's return, he says, there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and the earth distress among the nation. He says, before Jesus comes, there's going to be signs in the elements. He says, there's going to be distress among the nations in perplexity at the roaring sea and the waves. He says, something's going to be happening in nature before Jesus comes. I don't know about you, but I see a lot of things happening right now. In nature, he goes on to say, in verse 26, people fainting from fear and the expectation of the things that are coming upon the world. He said, before Jesus comes, there are going to be folk that's going to be fainting and falling out, trying to figure out what's going on, and I don't know if I can take this, and what is happening? He says, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, verse 27, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud and with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, now he's talking to the believers. He says, believers, when these things start happening, straighten up. And lift up your heads, because your redemption is. He said to the believers, don't faint. Be strong. Straighten up. Your time of rejoicing is coming. Oh, my goodness. And so I would simply repeat what the Lord has told Joshua. And God is telling us as we go through our trials, as we've gone through our trials. Be strong. Yeah, be strong. Let's don't talk weak talk. I mean, sometimes we don't understand everything, but let's say, you know, this is a time of strength. Guess what? We got a virus now. I've got some hope. Listen, the vaccine. The vaccine is out, but listen, don't claim the victory yet. We might be out. You don't never know. We just don't never know what might happen. Now, we're not wishing any bad. I don't know. Some folks say, are you going to take the vaccine, Brother Gary? Well, maybe. Now, listen. I'll tell you what. I don't want to be first in line. I'm not going to be first in line, but I think I'm going to take that vaccine, because some of y'all got COVID. Now, I'm not just. No, I'm just. I would say to the church, I would say to all believers in here, whatever is down the line, whatever is going to go on, let's stop complaining. You know, I'm somebody, okay, this live stream and this us Facebook Live, YouTube, ooh, I just ain't into that. Well, that's the best we can do right now. Yes. Amen, somebody. Stop complaining and be strong in the Lord. Amen. It's tough for me to preach with five people in here. Amen, somebody. Yeah. You know, you heard the singing this morning, because we last week we didn't have nobody in here but the song leader and somebody else. And I said, man, we got to get some more. And we got about five singers in here, right? Singing sound better than that. I said, we just doing the best we can, but can we still praise the Lord? Oh, you can't sing. Oh, but you want to sing with the group, but you can't sing at home. Well, okay. Amen, somebody. Well. Yeah, stop. Whine. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the folk who whine. Yeah, be strong in the Lord. Somebody need to be strong. Amen. Amen. Be strong for your children, your grandchildren. I've been seeing different members and different places. My children ask me, ooh, dad, ooh, mama, dad, when we come, say, you know what? Until we do, we're going to still serve the Lord. We're going to still praise the Lord. We're going to still get up. Amen. Yeah, yeah, and see, and God told Joshua, you be strong, Joshua. You leading the people. Yeah, we don't need you walking around crying and with your head down. Be strong. Oh, that's, I don't know. Another lesson. Lesson, Lord. Lesson 2020. Plans change. Yeah. Plans change, but the mission remains the same. Amen. Yeah. Plans change, yeah. In life, things happen. Yeah, things happen. Listen to the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the Romans in Romans chapter 1, verse 13. He says, I don't want you to be unaware, Paul says, brothers and sisters, that often I have planned to come to you. Yeah. I plan to come to you and have been prevented so far so that I may obtain some fruit among you also, just as among the rest of the Gentiles. He said, Paul wrote to him, and Paul, he's in prison. He said, I wanted to come to you, but just things happen. Yeah. Things happen. Don't things happen in life? Yeah. Jobs change. Yeah. Relationships change. Our health changes. Conditions change. Things are changing all the time. In life, you know, you have these plans laid out, and God got different plans. Different people have plans, and so don't get just so locked in to think, oh, Lord, what I'm going to do now? All this stuff, I planned all of this. Plans change all the time. We need to be flexible in life. I was talking to some college students, some kids, they're just disappointed. A couple of them in college, one of them got out of college, is out of college, and they thought they were going to be have a job in their field. And, well, I'm trying to find me a job. I can't find. I said, son, daughter, son, baby, look, wake up, shake it off. You talk to 100 people, and very few of them you talk to, things lined up just like they play. So don't grow weary. Don't grow weary in life. Lord have mercy. Lord, didn't things change this year? Oh yeah, things change. Oh, I've so many in the church. So many lectureships have been canceled. You know, all these things, you know, we next week, we're going to pass out our, we spent a lot of time on our church calendar, and we plan out the brothers turning their ministry activities. I will tell you, practically all of them changed this year. Yeah, plans change, but the mission don't change. No, our mission does not change. Yeah. Paul's mission did not change. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Romans 8, beginning at verse 35. Paul said this, who will separate us from the love of Christ? He's admonishing the Christians. He said, who's going to separate us from the love? Will tribulation, or trouble, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? And I know, I don't want to downplay the Lord, because see, there are individuals who have lost their lives this year. Yeah. Some of our families have lost. I know children who've lost both parents. Both. Can you imagine? Lost both parents just this year in a short amount of time. Oh, Lord, let's pray for them. He says, just as it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. Paul says, listen, and thank the Lord that I don't have to go through the trials that Paul went through. And before he was actually killed, he says, listen, Paul says, every day I'm going through something. Yeah. And so none of us in by along in the boat. He says, we're regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Lord have mercy. For I am convinced that neither death, have we experienced death this year? nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He says nothing, no matter what we go through in life, he says the mission don't change. Don't let nobody stop us from our journey to trying to get to heaven. Sometimes we get disillusioned. We get in depression, and we have a hiccup in the road, and we just lay everything aside. Don't lay God aside. Yeah. Plans do change, and when plans change, we as Christians we need to make the adjustment. We need to make the adjustment. We've had to make some adjustments this year. Yeah, some people don't make the adjustment. Yeah, some people just stop. Yeah, some people are disillusioned, and some of them are us. Yes. You know, we get stuck and we regress. But you mean you stop wanting to see God's face in peace? Yeah, plans change. Lessons learned in 2020. Yeah, we ask all of our ministry leaders to plan the calendar for next year. If we get to next year, okay, make plans. We say, listen, make plans as if the plans are gonna be carried out. Make the plans. Everybody turn in things. You'll see on next Sunday when Lord's Day you get the calendars. But be flexible. Be flexible. Things change, and we make the adjustment. Other lessons, I tell you, a big lesson is gratitude. Yeah, you talking about gratitude? Yes, gratitude. Being grateful for what we have. Yeah, being grateful for what we have. Brother Sane read Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. I'm going to read verse 7 also. He said this, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Walk is not physically walk. Live in him. It's a daily walk. We walk every day if we have legs to walk, right? Yeah, we walk. He incorporated. He says Christ is centered around our life in all things. He goes on to say, having been firmly rooted. This, you see, Christianity is not a Sunday thing. It's not a just, you see, some of us are more, but some of us are more concerned about, ooh, I can't wait till Sunday. I need to worship the Lord today on Sunday. I do too. Amen, somebody. Don't every week have 7 days? Yes. Amen. What you doing on Monday? How about Friday? How about Saturday night? I mean, what are we doing all those days? And he says, firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith. He says, just as you were instructed. He said, listen, I told when you got baptized in Jesus Christ, it was a commitment for life, for all our daily activities, how you act at home, how we act at work, how we act at church. He says this, and I instructed you. Then he goes on to say this. He says, overflowing with gratitude. It's like, and see, this is something we have to work on. This is something I definitely have to work on, because it's easy to get down. It's easy to complain. It's easy to say, I'll talk about everything that's wrong. But you know what? I believe we got more going right than we do got going wrong. I mean, we all go through our trials. We go through our periods. Question to everybody that's watching today. Have you, now, it's a little bit early. Now, you might not have eaten yet, but do you eat every day? I heard one sister say 2 or 3 times a day. And some of us more than that, don't we? I know my grandchildren eat about 9 times a day. But Big Daddy, you got something to snack on? Yeah. man, I tell you what, if you got something to eat every day, you need to be saying, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us have clothes. That's just normal, not for everybody. Not for everybody. Especially for those of us that's in Christ Jesus. You know, and Jesus said, look, now this is a daily walk. It's a daily commitment. You got to learn as we're living in this world to be thankful. Yeah, even in 2020, you know what I think? I thank the Lord for Zoom.
Yes.
Now I'm kind of tired of it. but I'm glad we have Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes the only way you can see somebody and talk. Do you remember 20 years ago, I remember when the cell phones first came out. You don't get them. I know I didn't get one until after everybody else had one. You get a cell. You actually talk. Some of these kids don't know. You used to have to stop in the car, go to a payphone, put a quarter in there to call people. Now my grandbabies, they FaceTiming each other. What if we could talk? What if we could see each other? Y'all remember have some of you older have that? What if we could see each other while we were talking? That's nothing now.
Amen.
Yeah, and I said earlier, some of us, there are some who are even in our body at the field who are not worshiping because we're getting, I don't like that stuff. Well, what you doing? Now I'm not fussing, but I'm saying you listen. Well, you need to be worshiping God some kind of way.
Amen.
Amen. I'm grateful for those brothers that come here every Sunday. They put all this stuff together because some of you wouldn't know what to do. They film this. We on Facebook. We on YouTube. I don't have YouTube. Well, that's okay. You on live stream. I don't have that. You got a phone? We got you on the phone, conference call. Can't you work some kind of way?
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. Yeah. Being. I understand it because we get. You know what it is? We spoil.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what it is. We spoil. I mean, you all these things have been going. I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful for good food. Amen, somebody. Some of us been eating too much. I was. Somebody, you know, when I first had my surgery, I couldn't eat nothing. I'm thanking the Lord I'm able to eat a little now.
Amen.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for some of us that's lost our jobs, got unemployment benefits. Amen.
Amen.
They tell me they might be fitting to stop soon, but don't just hold tight.
Amen.
It's going to be all right. Yeah. We have a lot to be grateful for. You know what I'm finding out? I'm meeting so many generous people during this time of need. You know, individuals who are giving, giving to the church, giving to individuals, or sharing. There are so many food banks and places now. You can go ride if you. I don't have no need. No. And if you're in Houston, there are places every week. There's somebody somewhere giving away food in Houston. Amen. Now, if you too lazy to go get it, we're going to pray for you. Yeah, but caregivers, individuals who are taking care of the loved ones in homes, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Our first responders who are in hospital. We are blessed.
Yes.
Individuals who are risking their lives every day. I'm thankful for, I'm just trying to count all the blessings. I'm thankful for a shelter. Places that we can take cover. And, you know, things that we take for granted. Some of us now, we working at home. I mean, we got jobs. Now you working, getting a paycheck, you working at home. Saving on gas. Amen, somebody. Yeah. I'm going crazy in the house. Just go out your door and just walk around the house. Yeah. Yeah, the Christian, we got something to be thankful for.
Yes.
Yes, we have something to be thankful for. Lord, you know what? Some of our, maybe I shouldn't make this personal, but I'm telling you what. During this year, 2020, I've gotten more rest than I have ever, I believe, in my life. I'm just saying, I just, sleep. Some of us sleeping too much. I'm thankful for the Fieldwater Church of Christ.
Yes, man.
I'm thankful. We blessed. I was on a call. I was on a call Thursday night. It was called Checking on the Saints. We were with about 30 different leaders, church leaders, or ministers. We just checking to see how the churches in the city, greater Houston area, doing. And everybody was giving them 1 minute report on their congregations. And God has been good to us, to many of us. You know, some we've lost, there have been churches that have lost members because of the COVID. Some have not. Most of the congregations are still not worshiping physically. Some are. Some of the smaller congregations are. Some of them were caught totally off guard when this happened. They had no technology at all. Some of them are still not worshiping like we are with Facebook and live stream. Some of them still are not. Some of them are just doing conference call. But still, everybody that was on that call was just saying, you know what, God is good.
Amen.
It was encouraging to hear that even through the trials that we've gone through this year, we all must admit that God is good. And so let's because we don't know what lies ahead. And one lesson I think all of us have learned is we need to be great. We need to teach our kids to be grateful for what we have. My time is about up. One last thing. I think we all know, but sometimes something reminds us more than at other times. Life is so precious. Yeah, life is precious. Yeah, I was looking this morning and it was talking about the number of deaths that have occurred across the United States and the world this year. And talked to several individuals this year. Some have lost loved ones. Some of our members have lost loved ones in other places. Some didn't even have the opportunity to see their loved ones before they passed. Some did not have the opportunity to bury their loved ones. Some of our members who lost loved ones, and you remember at the height of the pandemic in New York City, relatives passed away in New York, and they were just putting some of the deceased in body bags, putting them in refrigerated trucks. And one of the members told me that they called a funeral home. Funeral home put up the person passed away. They put them in a bag, and the same day, they couldn't fly to see him. Nobody could keep them anywhere, and they just felt so much pain. Yeah, here at the Fieldwater Church, we've held, you know, funerals have been reduced to graveside services, you know, and you know now we're able to somehow been able to have some of the funerals here in the building, and some of our soldiers, our old soldiers have gone to meet the Lord, and some of our young ones have gone to meet the Lord, but you know this, people haven't just started dying. People have been dying all the time, but doesn't this year highlight that how precious life is? Yeah, that you better hug your children, kiss your mama, and pray for and stop wasting time being mad for 4 days. You're in the house with your spouse, and you're not speaking to each other, and Lord have mercy, you better get over whatever it is you need to get over. You need to make up And do what you need to do, because life is so precious. The psalmist put it this way in Psalms 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. Life is precious, but let us not forget this. One thing is, no matter what's going on in the world, the Lord is still in control. God is still in control, and catastrophes have been happening throughout the ages. Pandemics, famines, wars, where thousands and thousands have been lost, but God's will be done. And whatever we do, we need to align ourselves with God, his will, and his mission. A lot of lessons to be learned from this year, but I do believe, I know we overuse the phrase, I do believe those are saints, the believers are able to say that God is still good. He is. Yeah. We're going to get through it, aren't we? It's going. Things are going to get better, or Jesus is going to come and take us away.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. Let's stay encouraged. Listen, go ahead, take inventory. This is a good time of year to take inventory. Close to the end of the year, as God brings us through another cycle. But we reflect, we learn from what has gone on, and we're going to get better. Amen. Next, let me just make this announcement before we close out. On this coming Lord's Day, on December the 27th, I believe, this coming Lord's Day, we all want to worship together as we're doing right now. And we want to ask all of our members, all of the members, we're going to have a drive-by, come by the building, drive-by. We're not getting out to pick up your calendar. To pick up, we're giving our mask, a custom mask with the Fifth Ward logo on the mask. And we want you, after Bible class from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, to drive by. All of the elders are going to be there. The ministers are going to be there. We're going to be social distancing. And it's just, we just want to see your face. I wave. Now wear your mask. Don't get out the cars. Wave. And we're going to go right on by. And we're going to give the theme for next year. Of course, the Bible is always our theme, but we're going to give the theme for next year. You don't know what it is. Some of you might know what it is, some not. And so we're looking forward to seeing everybody on next Lord's Day. If you're here this morning and you're not in a right relationship with the Lord, get it right now. What a better time. We're the brother that's closing us out is going to lead us in a word of prayer. He'll pray for anything that you want us to pray for. If you jot it down while you're in Facebook, if you have a prayer request. But if you want to get something right, you get it right. If you're here this morning and you're not a child of God, we've had, I believe, 30 baptisms this year, even in this pandemic. 30 individuals who totally committed their lives to Christ. And you need to come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of your sins, to confess Christ and be baptized in water, he will add you to his church, which you can read about in the Bible. Now, some of you that are in other cities, that are in other states, some of you have inquired about, listen, Brother Gary, I need to get right with the Lord, but you don't know what to do. If you just either email us, or if you call the number, I don't know if the brothers have the number on the screen. If you call the number on your screen, you call the number to the church, and you have some questions about that, call us and let's talk about it. But if you're here and you're ready right now, especially if you're in the Houston area, then don't wait. Don't try to book it. I'm going to wait the next Sunday. It's Christmas. This is the day the Lord has made. You need to do this today. What better time? The end of the year is not to say that you're going to be perfect, but you need to submit to God's will so you can have all of God's blessings. And we're here right now. If you want to be baptized, if you have a prayer request, won't you come as we sing our song of invitation?
Sometimes I wonder, as down life's road I wander to a city over yonder where peace and love abide. my trials are gone forever, and my tears will find me never. Oh, I know you'll see. There'll be a place for me, and I'm going there someday, dear Lord. Look down upon me, oh, and Lord, have mercy on me. And oh, I am just a weary pilgrim, oh Lord, and I am tired, and I'm so far gone, and I thank you for your blessing, oh will and all that I am possessing, and oh I know you see. There'll be a place.